This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are not, repeat not, on this program going to try to recap the soap opera that is OpenAI. Too much drama, honestly not enough time. We will instead take the bigger picture approach, what all of this mess means for artificial intelligence and this economy. The end of this month, it's going to be 1 year since ChatGPT was rolled out to the public. So Marketplace's Matt Levin starts us off today with how businesses are actually using and not using generative AI.
Last year, AI specialist Brett Greenstein at the consulting firm PwC knew ChatGPT was a big deal when he got a phone call from someone very much not in tech.
Within 2 weeks, my mom was calling me with examples of stuff she did. She didn't use a microwave for like a decade because it was too new.
Greenstein spends most of his time helping companies incorporate generative AI in their workflows. He says for now, businesses are trusting the tech more for internal uses.
Back office, finance, supply chain, procurement, HR, IT, those kinds of things.
Two-thirds of companies surveyed by the publisher O'Reilly were using generative AI in some way. Amin Ahmad at the enterprise AI company Vectara says the best evidence that a sea change is underway is how many CEOs are calling him.
We started in 2020. It was hard to get people's attention. But I think there was no business owner out there that when they were exposed to ChatGPT couldn't imagine that there was some application for this technology to make their own business more efficient.
It helps that these AI tools are really good at language translation. Adoption is global. But consider how much better the tech has already gotten in just 12 months. For one thing, ChatGPT is much less prone to make stuff up. So economist Anton Korenek at the University of Virginia is kind of surprised we're not all using it all the time.
So there's this increasing schism between what it can do and what people are actually using it for.
Some of that may simply be fearful employees. At Stanford Business School, Professor Mohsin Bayati always advises execs to bring in subject matter experts when designing AI systems, say a doctor for some health AI. But corporate executives are telling him that's getting harder now.
We are having difficulty to have the domain experts sit on the same table anymore because they're thinking they're just helping build something that would replace them.
Yep. Every time I use ChatGPT, I kind of get that feeling too. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.